Elishur Chelik Aleph, Daf Ein Gimel. We got to the middle of the page. He'amur le'el misyached el alimud biyun. What you said in the previous session is specific to learning be'iyun. Ulam, however, lo al yedei ha'iyun levadoy ha'tera niknes. Tera is not acquired through iyun alone. Mi shekvar yigeh le'atzma'us b'limud gapat. The person has reached independence in the learning of Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. It is imperative that he set aside time to acquire a broad knowledge of Shas, besides the in-depth learning that happens daily. How wonderful it is to abide by the advice of Gedolei HaDor, to learn every day to daf, to revise it four times. Through that, one can achieve a decent knowledge of Shas over a period of 3 years. Shas, who doesn't want to know Shas? It seems to us that such a huge undertaking is simply beyond us. Not so. Ki kariv hadavar eleinu. It's in fact closer than we think. Uvnitzul ikvish el zemeninu. If we consistently utilize our time, yachol nuchal la'asaseh be'ezras Hashem, we can do it. Of course, the author here is writing for a bachur yeshiva. He's going through the system, cheder, and then yeshiva ktana, and yeshiva. And having done that, it is indeed realistic to cover bebekius, two daf of Gemara per day. However, since the publication of the Sefer so many decades ago, many Baalei Teshuvah have also delved into it and found tremendous insight in the Sefer. And to them, this may be unrealistic. I've been asked many times, for a person for whom it's not shaykh to learn two dapim of Gemara per day, what does one do with this paragraph? And my answer is that even for Baal Teshuva, even for an English-speaking Baal Teshuva, who never went through a yeshiva system, I think it's reasonable to say that one can acquire a decent knowledge of Shas through Mishnayos. Like the author says over here, that if a person consistently applies his time, one can learn all of Shas. It won't be all of Shas through the Gemara, it will be all of Shas through the Shishas Darim, Shishas Sidre Mishnah. One can learn all of it, perik after perik, masechta after masechta, and really be knowledgeable about the whole of Shas. That is realistic for an English-speaking Baal Teshuva. Onwards, Brachos Daf Samech Amud Aleph. Hahu Talmida Dehavakazil Baseder Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosei Beshuka Detzion. There was a Talmid who was following, walking together with the Tana Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yosei in the market of Tzion. Chazi Dekamefachet, the Tana saw that he was anxious, he was afraid. Omar Li Chata Aat, you're a sinner. Dichsiv, he quoted a pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Gimel, Pachadu Betzion Chatoim. The pasuk says that in Tzion, sinners were afraid. Omar Lei, the Talmid says, Vehakesiv Ashrei Adam Mefachet Tamid. But there's a pasuk in Mishlei Perek Chavches that says, fortunate is a person who is constantly fearful. So there seems to be at least a contradiction. Omar Lei, the Talmid replied, Hu B'Divrei Teraksiv. It's no contradiction. The pasuk in Mishlei that speaks about being constantly fearful as something positive is speaking about divrei Torah, nothing else. Rashi, bedivrei Torah ksiv, that means ashrei adam efechet tamid. Here the pasuk praises a person who's concerned, shema tishtakach mimenu, lest he forget the Torah that he's learned, shemitercha chozeh lishnasam tamid. That anxiety, that concern rather, motivates him to revise, to review his learning constantly. So there's no contradiction. Mikan hoira'a berura. From this Gemara, there's a clear instruction to us. Ki ha'pachad v'ha'atzbanus aloi davar. That fear, anxiety for nothing, meruchakim miklal Yisrael. These are things that are distant from Klal Yisrael. They're not naturally part of the life of Klal Yisrael. V'asher ha'talmid hu hevin ki etzem ha'pachad hu regesh chayuvi. As far as the Talmid understanding that anxiety seems to be something positive, presumably he thought that this fear is a branch of Yir'ah. He revealed to him that the source of fear is really nechait. V'davar ein lo im avodas adam yitzer. Fear has nothing to do with avodas Hashem. It's only when one is choite and one distances oneself from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then fear has room to gnaw at one's heart. But in terms of avodas Hashem, it's not part of it. Rak al divrei Torah yesh lefached. One should only be concerned about divrei Torah shema tishtakach mimenu, lest you forget it. Pachad atzili ze, this noble concern, mutar lavo bikhal tov satra, is permitted to come into the community of Israel. In this phrase, yeah, mutar lavo bakahal, the author's prayer is parashas kiseitze in Dvarim daf chav gimel, perik chav gimel, the Torah uses that expression that amoini, moyavi, mitzri, they are not permitted to come into the kahal. He's just paraphrasing that. So this noble type of concern, is concerned about forgetting his Torah, that's permitted to come into the kahal of Tosei Torah, liyos adam doeg l'seir ha'seir. A person should be concerned for his Torah. Practically speaking, what does that mean, says the author? Im nabit lahikef he'atzum asher lechol masechta. If we look at the enormous extent of every maseches, al mefarsha harishonim v'acharonim, the Gemara itself, of course, and then the commentaries, the Rishonim and the Achronim, Ulu Piskei Halachos Yetzim Imena, ultimately the Rambam and the Rosh and the Tur and the Mefarshim and the Halachos, everything that derives from it, Nitmeh Latzmenu, we should really be astonished. Eich Zeh She'Anu Nigashim Eleh B'Shelvas Nefesh Kazos. How can we approach it with such equanimity? And we just, yeah, take it, we learn, V'Lomdim Mikachol HaBa'al Yadayim, we learn, what do we grab from whatever comes there? Open the Gemara, learn a little bit from here, a little bit from there. Without planning, without thinking about a path, without taking advice and discussing regarding the necessary arrangements, in order to know the Maseches properly, according to our intellectual capabilities. It really is astonishing. When one thinks about the enormous extent of it, there should be more than this equanimity. One should be, like we said before, like Gemara says, pachad. Person should be concerned about this project. Kol hakashu lelimut Torah u'dinei nefashos. Whatever is connected to limut Torah is dinei nefashos. Im lehadif bekius o'iyun. The relative importance of breadth as opposed to depth. Ve'eich lechalek zman halimut ben shnei mikzos elo. How to divide one's available time between these two subjects? Which Rishonim for a particular Maseches are recommended and which Achronim should one look at? Often the order makes a big difference. Are you going to look at the Rosh first, at the Rambam? Should one learn two Masechtos at any one time or just limit oneself to one? How to make time for Chazara for what you learned in the previous month so that all that immense knowledge you acquired doesn't just dissipate and evaporate. Kol ze doyresh tichnun. This demands planning, machshava, thought, v'yisiatzus masmida, and constant advice, counsel. Henim chaverim, both with friends, henim amorim, one's teachers, v'henim geonei ador, also from Gdolei Ador, who once in a while issue recommendations about these things. It requires, it's a big project. If there's a discipline known as project management outside the Torah world, when it comes to a Maseches, one should have it. And that's what that Gemara means. Ashrei Adam mefached tomid. Fortunate is the one who's constantly concerned. Ahu b'divrei Torah kesiv. That has to do with words of Torah. Adkan.